You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Welcome in. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike, you can email udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S. At gmail.com, use the phone, 877-711-5211, but people seem to want to do the email thing. That's fine, udocs@gmail.com. 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, with topics today that are always interesting, and today's no exception. There's a lesson in the Bangladesh drinking water that is a lesson for us. Climate apparently is taking an increasing toll on public health. The wide-reaching effects of the fires in Yosemite are causing problems not only in the Yosemite area, but for miles upon miles away. And a story from France over there about their Mercedes-Benz vehicle production. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20
after the hour. Well, it's about France barring Mercedes.
Yeah.
Because of the air conditioner fluid in the Mercedes. So we're going to hear, that's why it's a health story. It's a great story about why, is this France versus Germany, or is it really an environmental issue?
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20 after the hour, talk to us, listen to us on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a new way to experience. This is going to become very, very popular. In addition to a lot of our terrific affiliates that listen to this show every week, iHeartRadio Talk is another terrific way to experience your favorite shows and personalities and hear what's going on in the world of health today. So you can add Radio MD. You can add You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. It's a special news and update station you can customize just for you on your likes and what you like to listen to in the world of health. So try it out. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, or use it on the web. If you use the web, click Talk on the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show for iHeartRadio Talk. Could flu shots help prevent heart attacks? This is something a little bit different, maybe interesting, too.
The answer is yes. This is the fourth study, so usually four gets your attention. This is the fourth study. It's epidemiologic, but like all of them, showed that if you get a flu shot for 10 years in the prior studies, this one was just one flu shot, but if you get it for 10 years, you have a reduction in that 10-year period of 50% in dying from a heart attack and 25% of being hospitalized for any cause. Obviously, you have a decreased hospitalization for pneumonia relating to the flu, but you also have a decrease in heart attacks. Why? Because the flu causes powerful inflammation in your arteries and in your body. That inflammation in your arteries ruptures plaques, and those ruptured plaques are what causes heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, and even wrinkles of your skin. So if all you care about is beautiful skin, get a flu shot. If you care about heart attacks, get a flu shot. If you care about impotence, get a flu shot.
I'm seeing flu shot signs now around some of the pharmacies where people can go in now and get the flu shot. Is it too early? This is what, end of August? Is it too early to get a flu shot?
No, they just released it. They release it. Normally they release it right at this time every year, but normally the retailers and everybody else isn't geared up till the second week of September. They're geared up a little quicker. They got a release about a week earlier than normal, and the stores, rather than waiting till after Labor Day, decided this is a important thing, an important message for the public. And this study came out at exactly that time to show getting a flu shot isn't just about preventing flu, it's preventing inflammation in your body, which also means preventing heart attack, stroke, memory loss, and maybe even cancer.
Is it too early to ask what kind of flu season we might have?
We don't know. You know, I will log on to the prediction, but we don't know because the flu season in other countries hasn't been particularly bad, but there are two new types that that haven't caught hold in big ways, but if they catch hold in big ways because they're new, remember that H7N9 is brand new. We've never been exposed to it as a human race before in large amounts. If that gets to us, then we could be in trouble. But so far, that hasn't mutated to affect humans yet.
Can I ask you something that's bothering me, that bugs me about something?
Absolutely.
Number one, I have two bugs. Number one, the shingles vaccine isn't covered by insurance yet. That's number one, but that's not the...
Well, it is if you're old. How old are you?
I'm not old enough.
Okay, but if you're over the age of 60, it is.
Oh, it is?
It
no,
is covered
not.
By Medicare and
I'm
almost,
not on Medicare.
What?
I'm not on Medicare.
Yeah, and almost every insurance company worth their salt follows Medicare recommendations. So if you're over 60, it is. We believe you should. It should be over 50.
I know.
So many people aren't, but we... So at 50, we give it. It isn't covered, but tell you what. It is so much better getting... the shingles vaccine than getting shingles.
What are the chances of getting shingles? I don't know, percentage wise. What are the chances of getting it even if you get the shot?
It's about 20%, maybe as high as in the older population 40%. But the cases of shingles you get are much less severe if you've had the vaccine than if you haven't. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't get a full take, you get a partial take. So shingles is something that people who've had chickenpox can get. If you've had the chickenpox vaccine and never had chickenpox, you don't get it. So, Joe, you're in the peak era for getting it because you had chickenpox as a kid.
And I had shingles once.
And, whoa, I didn't know that you had shingles
Did
once.
I tell you that? Yeah.
It's pretty
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And you know, something that was like, I didn't have it bad. I'm knocking on wood here. I did have it, but I've seen some pictures on the web of some people who get it. Ooh, it's pretty rough stuff.
It absolutely is rough stuff.
You know? But I had it along the path of one side of my body and up, and it was more looked to me like it was poison ivy than anything else. But I did have it once, and they should be covered. I don't care. That's not my bug. My issue. My issue is for a flu shot. Now we get flu shots here at the station every year in the fall. My radio station here in Syracuse provides all of us who want it to get a flu shot, and this is where I get it. But some doctors, when they give you a flu shot, they in addition to charging for the flu shot, charge an administrative fee just to put that needle in your arm. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's like, and in my case, it was like $35 for the administration of the flu shot on top of the cost of the flu shot.
Well,
that's
not why,
right.
That's why the retail pharmacies work well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, by the way, in Australia, which gets the flu 6 months in advance of us, meaning they're reverse, they're in about the third highest flu season that has been in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a fairly bad season, and they're increasing dramatically. They normally peak in September, which is about 6 months before we peak. And if you look at the data, it looks pretty bad for Australia.
You know, I saw my bill once, and I said I had the flu shot done here. Then there was an extra charge for the administrative fee. I said, whoa. I said, give me the needle. I'll stick it in my arm by myself. You can save myself.
Well, actually, the administrative fee isn't just for administering it. It's for keeping all the records and all the problems that can occur. Yeah. And you've got to keep the dose vial and all that. It's about it literally is a profit, but it's about $5. If they've got electronic medical records, it should cost at most $5 to keep all that data.
All right. I got a minute before we go to break, and then we'll do Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Which supplements, briefly, Mike, relieve joint pain?
The interesting thing is this is a study done incorrectly. They looked at vitamin D and calcium. And what those do in the studies is stabilize your osteoarthritis. They don't prevent it from getting worse. So they don't prevent the pain in short term. They prevent the disease from getting worse. You still want calcium and vitamin D even in this study. Now, the ones that work, looks like glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate decreases the pain. ESM, eggshell membrane, even omega-3 and omega-7 have some evidence they decrease the pain substantially, and they're over-the-counter. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. Dr. Mike's coming back. Also, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not, with some interesting stories in the world of toxicology. Next on Youth the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg every week. What do you like, Dr. Mike, what do you like from Dr. G here today on the list?
I like, what do we learn from Bangladesh about water?
Yeah, well, hi, guys. And you hate to be part of a natural experiment where you feel like the universe is making you a guinea pig, but that's what has happened to the people in Bangladesh. They did not have good potable water historically, and they would get diseases like dysentery and cholera from having unsanitary water supplies. So what public health officials did in the best of intentions about 30, 40 years ago is they dug wells. And so now people there are getting water from underground sources that are free of human waste or animal waste. But the problem, nobody bothered to test until the 1990s. Nobody bothered to test the quality of that water, and it's high in arsenic, very high in arsenic. So now we've had almost two generations of Bangladeshis growing up with really high levels of arsenic in their drinking water. So that's the human experiment that is going on in that part of the world.
And what's happened? What's happened, Gary, because of that arsenic? Have we seen any human disease?
Yeah. Oh, it's been heavily studied. Yes, lung cancer, bladder cancer. There have been cardiovascular diseases.
In these people?
Excuse me?
In the Bangladeshis?
Exactly. In those, because they don't all have the same amount in their water, so their studies have been very carefully constructed to look at the villages with the high arsenic versus less natural arsenic. They've looked at the levels of arsenic in these people's urine so that they have an exact dosimeter of how much they're actually getting. And so the latest study that's come out of there is about lung function. And these levels of exposure, they're finding effects down, correlations down to levels that are only a little bit above where our drinking water standard is in the U.S., so, which makes me harken back to all of our drinking water in the U.S., the arsenic levels in places like Connecticut or especially some other states like out west or in New Hampshire. I'm not sure about Ohio, Mike, or upstate New York, Joe, but it really, wherever you are, you do need to test your drinking water for the level of arsenic if you're on a private well. If you're on city tap water, they're testing it for you. If they're high in arsenic, they've got to fix it. And I know EPA right now is just in the beginning of starting to think about, the level of arsenic in water.
And of course, the good news is Dr. Oz found that apple juice and rice and tomato juice, and so
exactly.
The FDA
exactly.
has changed their standards for these and have lowered it considerably so that your tomato and apple and rice will all be much safer.
Yeah, we're learning more and more about arsenic and how it can hit on various different systems in the body, including early life stages and how important that is. So, again, test your drinking water if you're on a private well. The arsenic test is not very expensive. Find out if you've got that kind of a problem.
All right, Gary, the fires in Yosemite, the tentacles of those are reaching far and wide, we guess, right?
Yeah, well, I have a couple of stories today about climate change and the possible implications of it. And fires out west are what all the climate models predict as the dry places become drier and the wet places become wetter, or as we get these severe ups and downs in air weather, the extremes. And one of the extremes is, drought and fire. And when you've got mountains with lots of forest growth and then they dry out and a spark gets lit or lightning, you can get this. And the rim of the Yellowstone fire right now is ablaze. We've all seen the graphics online. And that smoke is amazingly getting out of Yosemite, traveling hundreds of miles out towards like Reno, Nevada, has basically shut down. We think in the Northeast of snowstorms shutting us down or hurricanes shutting us down. Out west, a fire 150 miles away is completely shutting down all the events in town. I think they were going to have an air show in Reno. That's canceled.
Wow.
Kids aren't going to school. It's summertime now, but programs for children are being canceled. Everybody's being instructed to stay in and don't breathe. And that's 150 miles away, so you can imagine all the other areas in between from the fires. And so, it just really behooves us to pay attention to the air quality alerts. Right now, Reno is on the kind of China, Beijing-style air pollution alert from this fire. We all hope and pray that the fires will come into control soon, but we all need to do our part, especially governmental-wise, to cut down on climate change, because what we put up into the air is also coming back to bite us with these kinds of fires.
And there's enough definitive information about there are some issues here with climate change, right? I mean, because everybody says,
I don't know if you guys, I wasn't going to do a whole long thing about climate change, but the data last week that came out, the major six-year report on global climate, was that now the evidence is 95% in that there's a major human component. That doesn't mean that all the warm weather and all the drought and all the extreme weather is solely human fingerprints, but at least a significant portion is contributed by all of our emissions.
All right, now what's going on? Yeah, go ahead. Finish, Gary.
And so the story about Ohio, I mean, you know, why should like Columbus, Ohio be doing all of this climate change mitigation and getting ready for the next flood, the next heat wave, and especially this time of the year? This is a cogent story because this is the time of the year where hurricanes tend to whip up and down the East Coast. As seasons change, you tend to get the big monster storms in the Midwest and flooding. And with the more intense storms, just really watch out for mold. If you tend to have a wet basement, this is before the next storm hits, get rid of all those moisture issues so that you don't have mold growing. Right now the predictions are that allergies are going to go through the roof as climate changes more. Of course, heat waves and heat stroke are also on the increase. And, of course, the whole fire risk out west. So
okay,
climate is affecting public health.
Fit the Mercedes in France story on. What's going on quickly between France and Mercedes?
Yeah, this shocked me that Mercedes is rejecting the requirement by the European Union that they switch over to a it's a climate change story, that the refrigerant that they're using in the air conditioner system, the modern days, we're not using CFCs. They burnt a hole in the ozone layer. So instead, they switched over to this CFC that is non-ozone depleting, but it turns out recent data shows that it's 1,400 more powerful than carbon dioxide as a climate change chemical, as a heat-trapping chemical. So this chemical is now not being allowed in air conditioning systems in cars in Europe, and Daimler Mercedes has said, no, we're going to continue using it because our latest test showed that it's flammable, and if there's an accident, this could cause a fire, this air conditioning chemical. So there's a huge flap now. There's an iceberg of controversy over what refrigerant to use in air conditioner systems, and right now it's being played. The line is in the sand in France between them and Mercedes about what the right chemical is to use in their air conditioners.
Now, Gary, so one of the debate is it going to cause a fire versus climate change? I would vote against the fire.
Well, we want both. We want chemicals that, because, hey, we could put men on the moon. We should be able to figure out what's going on here on Earth. And we should be able to come up with a chemical that you can mass produce, cool off everybody's interior of a car, which we all want, but also isn't going to make the car combust. And I agree with you, Mike, immediate safety is important, but we can't overlook the longer-term risks. And who knows? I don't know what percentage air conditioners in cars, and they all leak. And that's why you always have to recharge them after a couple of years.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic, what's not, whatstoxic.com is his website. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, continues on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Okay, the thing is, Dr. Arthur Perry's out this week. He'll be back soon. So don't be discouraged. We'll continue on with the show with some of the top medical stories of the week with Dr. Mike Roizen. udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. President Obama was in Syracuse this week. Exciting news for us here in Central New York, Dr. Mike.
And what was he doing? Was he looking at your schools, SUNY Upstate, SUNY Binghamton, as inexpensive schools, the Environmental College?
Well, he's talking about college and making college more affordable for the middle class because it's pretty expensive. You go to a private college, gets pretty expensive, and student loans, defaulting on student loans. So his essential message was about making college affordable. So he was here for a few hours speaking at a local high school. It's pretty exciting for us here in the area.
And was there a how bad was the traffic?
In New York State, we have the New York State Thruway, which is the main arterial, you know, in the state, east west. There's Route 81 north south. It was pretty bad. I mean, they shut the They shut the thruway down for a certain amount of miles in front of him and behind him, and even on the other side, depending on which way he was going, you were shut down. So it did cause standstill traffic for quite a long time, especially around the interstates. But you know, It's the president. What do you got to do? You know, it's the highest ranking official in the world. One of the most highest ranking officials in the world. You got to do it. How often does he come? Right. So it was an exciting day.
You know, if you were in Cleveland and it was an election, he'd be here every Tuesday.
Yeah. But he's never been here before. And
it is one of the strong benefits of being in a swing state, and especially Ohio, which is the swing state, apparently. Is he comes here often. One of the hazards is he comes here often. And as you know, when he was campaigning the first time, he worked out in our weight room. And I told you, you know, he curled 75 pounds in each arm and bench pressed 375. And I was really impressed. And he did it calmly. And he looked like a scrawny little guy. And there he was lifting all this weight. So I got news, and he did that right before a debate. So he was a pretty calm cucumber.
Yeah, Wednesday, he was here Thursday, or was he here Friday? No, he was here Thursday, and he stayed overnight in a small little town just west of Syracuse called Auburn, New York. And he stayed in a Holiday Inn. He stayed in a Holiday Inn of all places, but they had the, I don't know what floor he stayed on, but they blocked off the top floor. And the floor above him and the floor below him, the entire floor wouldn't let anybody on. And they gave him new curtains and new rugs in his humble suite. And he was there. And he went down to the local Y, and he worked out in the morning. He went down to the local Y, worked out, did some weight work, did some treadmill work, and then on the way to his next appointment, he just stopped on a lark and stopped at a high school. And stopped and went onto the soccer field.
Did they allow him in the? Did they buzz him in?
Did they buzz him in the? I think he had room service too. He didn't have to go down to the lobby for continental breakfast. I thought they brought room service up, but he stopped by a local high school just on a lark and walked onto the soccer field and met both the high school boys and girls soccer team. That had to be just a thrill to do that. But it was an exciting time for Central New York. You wanted to talk about the Obamacare, which I think is about a year away from being, from what
well,
will be implemented, fully implemented.
Let's do a whole session on that because that's such an important topic. What we're seeing now is the fiscal effects of this, and I think it's important for people to understand the uncertainty of it and the fiscal effects will affect the economy. And over the next 4 years, there will probably be and this is interesting. There'll probably be, if the thing goes on the way we expect it to, 2 million jobs lost in healthcare. Which, if you think of that, that's 50,000 jobs a month if this really occurs in the way that is predicted now by many in medical economics. Now, it's too easy to say that without trying to defend it. So I think the next show, we will do the whole last half hour on this. So the what we call the 6:30 to 7 hour when we do it live, but it's the second hour we will do, maybe all but Gary Ginsburg's part we'll do on this and why we see this coming. And it's coming with or without Obamacare. It isn't Obamacare. Obamacare is creating more uncertainty in it, but this will come with or without as healthcare reform is now taking shape. This is what's going to have to happen. We're either going to have a 15 to 30% reduction in salaries in healthcare or a 10% reduction in total workforce. My guess is we're going to have that reduction workforce and reformatting, but it'll really affect the economy over the next 4 years, we expect.
Did you see the story this week where, and this might be the first company, maybe not the first company, but UPS will not be insuring spouses, certain employees?
If the spouse can get insurance from another source, they won't be insuring them. So that's a very important distinction. In other words, UPS is saying our insurance costs so much that many spouses who could get it, for example, at another employer are, in fact, foregoing that other employer and getting us here, we shouldn't take that extra burden. If they're employed someplace else, let them get their insurance someplace else, and let the husband who, or the spouse who can afford insurance here, get it here.
I guess the law says, Mike, and you could clear me up on this, the law says you have to insure kids, but you don't have to insure spouses, generally speaking. That's the law, to my understanding. And, you know, honestly, to be honest, it really is expensive for companies to insure dependents, right? It is. It's
well,
very expensive.
Well, that's what we're really learning. And what you're going to find out of this is that people staying well is the cheapest way when you count all costs. We've never, you know, if people are insured by someone else and someone else is paying the bill, they don't feel the bite of it. But if you all of a sudden have to pay for it or have to pay for your spouse, you suddenly say, hey, I can get well and pay less. And that's what the new law allows. And that's the side effect we're looking for. Do we get people healthier so our total health care costs are less because people are healthier? That's the side effect you want.
Do you know what the most popular state fair foods are here this week? People waiting in line for these foods?
Oh, you're in the state fair. Is it fried butter?
Bridget, you ready for this? All right, these are the foods people are waiting in line for at the state fair. The donut dog, the donut burger. The donut dog is a maple-glazed Long John donut around a bacon-wrapped hot dog. Fresh ground hamburger topped with fried mac and cheese, deep fried specialties like deep fried lasagna, deep fried fluff and banana sandwiches, deep fried brownies, deep fried peanut butter, and deep fried jelly beans, blooming onion, pizza frites, funnel cakes.
Oh, geez. You need to bring those here. We could do that. We could increase the business at the Cleveland Clinic. The heart attacks and strokes and impotence go up logarithms with those foods.
It's only
bring
for
those here. We need the patient volume.
It's only for 12 days, Mike. It's only for 12 days.
Well, in 12 days, probably St. Joe's and Upstate and Krause all do booming business in heart attack care.
You lived here for a while. The overwhelming favorite of people who go to the state fair here in New York is the Italian sausage sandwich. That's what everybody is.
Is that the one that Bill Clinton liked?
Every politician, I got to tell you something. Rick Lazio came here once. He ran against Hillary Clinton for the Senate seat. He didn't eat a sausage sandwich. And they said that was one of the reasons why people didn't vote for Rick Lazio. He wasn't a very good politician, and frankly, nobody was going to be Hillary anyway. But any politician that comes to the state fair here in New York every year eats a sausage sandwich. Mario Cuomo, Governor Andrew Cuomo, was here yesterday. And Clinton, everybody who comes eats one. For some reason, a politician.
Clinton ate it because the babes serving them were so delicious, right?
Okay. That's probably the case, too. Every politician has one when they come to the state fair. Coming up, more of the top medical stories of the week and Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Arthur Perry will be with us soon. He's not with us this week. Thanks for listening today, though, to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. And here is Dr. Mike again.
I am. Joe,
yep.
We've got Bridget here. She's back, the beautiful Bridget. And her favorite story this week is?
Well, I had two favorite stories. The one is on high school girls using tanning beds, and then the second one is on...
So tell us about high school girls using tanning beds. What percent are using it?
Guess.
25%.
Actually, there's 25% of white women ages 18 to 34 that have used tanning beds within the past year, but for high school girls, it's a little higher than 25%. It's about 29% that
use
tanning
beds. Now, did you use a tanning bed when you were in high school?
I did. For a lot of high school, I did.
And that was even though your mom told you not to?
Even though my mom told me not to, and then I
lied.
And
you lied to your mom. Joe, what do you think about that?
Well, she's very unscrupulous to begin with. Yeah.
I mean, it was so obvious.
Yeah, but how could you get away with it? You couldn't
have
got away with it, right?
In the middle of winter in Cleveland, I had no idea how.
How'd you think you could get away with that if you told your mom you weren't using it?
Probably knew. We'll have her mom on the show next week.
Well, and my mom works in plastic surgery at the clinic, so she always sees young girls come in with needing skin cancer removed and stuff, and so that's why she's always been so adamant about me staying out of the sun and out of tanning beds. So. Most of them, you have to be over the age of 18, and otherwise you have to have a parent guardian to sign. So my friends and I found really sketchy ones that didn't ask for signatures, basically, and that's where we went.
Did you bronze up nicely, though?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but the only reason that I really wanted to go tanning more than that I justified it, I think, is because I had bad acne in high school, and there's that myth that exists that going tanning helps with your acne, because short term it does kind of seem like it does, that even being in the sun it does. But my
before we get too many more confessions and her mom comes right here, tell us the other story you liked.
Okay. I haven't gone to a tanning bed, though, in over 6 years. I'd just like to make that clear. Okay, so the second one that I really liked was the Super Ager's Secrets to Brain Health. So they're in the process of recruiting participants for a new study, and they're going to look at Super Agers, which are defined by the research study as men and women in their 80s and 90s that have brains and memories that seem much younger than their age. And they have very strict inclusion criteria. So right now they have only accepted 35 out of the 400 people that they've screened. But so far they've found from imaging tests that these seniors have more brain mass that are related to attention and memory. And they have the memory tests that they've conducted found that they were able to remember 9 out of 15 words on a list after 30 minutes, which is pretty impressive. I don't even think I could do that well.
Joe?
Okay. Those are Bridget's favorite new stories of the week.
I should tell you that we should welcome in our stations that we haven't done there in their third or fourth week with us, KNZZ in Grand Junction, Colorado, and, of course, KGLN in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. We welcome both of those. And, of course, my favorite station in Tampa. I've got a welcome in that one because it is in Tampa, and my mother-in-law listens to it between November 1st or September 1st, or whenever she goes down there, and when she comes back up here. So, Tampa, thank you for carrying our station. And, of course, it's on Radio MD. If you go out of your area for a vacation, you can always get us on your computer. Just log on www.radiomd.com and then plug on the Listen Now button, or you can find us on Archive All. And in September, it will be 12 years of this program are archived on RadioMD.com.
Don't forget iHeartRadio Talk. We got iHeartRadio Talk now, too. So that's another avenue for people to be able to listen to you, Dr. Mike. So we'll have more listeners than America's Got Talent someday.
from your lips to God's ears, right?
Right. We're working on it. And getting this message out every week is certainly a terrific thing. And I enjoy it as much as listeners do, I'm sure. Let's do your Real Age Tip of the Week. Let's do that. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week right here.
So what should you have for a snack? Think of a healthy snack as a mini meal, but one that includes especially protein and fat. Portions should be smaller than breakfast, lunch, or dinner. By the way, the story last week, just to reiterate, that breakfast should be your biggest meal of the day, lunch a little smaller, and dinner your smallest meal for health and for sleeping. Here are some snack tips. So limit snacks to approximately 150 calories, 200 calories max. So what is that? That would be 12 walnut halves, or it would be, if you will, 24 almonds or 40 peanuts. You can turn coffee or tea into a snack if you want by adding some walnuts with it or apple and walnuts. Do not have a carbohydrate alone, such as an apple or serving of crackers. You'll still be hungry. And make sure if you're going to have a carbohydrate, it's 100% whole grain. So if you're going to pair a carb, pair it with lean protein or healthy fat. In fact, one of the best ones is on a whole grain cracker, have peanut butter. It's got both healthy protein and healthy fat. Don't double dip. For example, don't do nuts and an apple and peanuts and yogurt. Choose one high carb fiber and one high fiber carb and one lean protein or healthy fat. When you eat straight from a bag, box, or can, you'll consume more. Proportion items like nuts in resealable snack bags. If you've got a way of doing it, if you're having a snack at home, put it on a plate. Try to keep snack time to 3 hours or 2.5 hours after you've eaten. If you eat too close to your last meal or to your next meal, it won't do the job. If you're buying an energy bar, read the labels. They have a ton of sugar in them. Don't settle for more than 4 grams of sugar. Look for more protein and more fiber, less calories, and less saturated trans fat and simple sugars. And remember, just because it's a 100-calorie pack doesn't mean it's a healthful snack. Make sure it has protein and fiber or healthy fat and no added sugars, syrups, or simple carbohydrates. The Real Age tip of the week, the Real Age benefit of eating healthy as opposed to the worst diet you can eat, about 27 years younger, Joe.
Dr. Mike Royson's Real Age tip of the hour. We thank him for that. Now, thank you for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Catch us on Radio MD if you miss a segment, if you miss a show, if you miss one of Dr. Mike's Real Age tips. You never miss a tip. It's on Radio MD, and you can email us at any time, and that's udocs@gmail.com. And check us out again on iHeartRadio Talk. Try it out for free on the web. Click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hey, thank you for listening. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.